the sound of Jesus' name. So Jesus, 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 thank God for Jesus' name. Paralyzed, paralyzed, paralyzed. Oh, sit and Lord of battle, Jesus won the fight. The hanging for God, restoring every life. Satan has been paralyzed. Oh, paralyzed, paralyzed, paralyzed. Satan lost the battle, Jesus won the fight. The enemy is conquered, restoring every life. Satan has been paralyzed. The devil is a blabbermouth, disgusting every fact. For the truth is, he's a loser since Jesus broke his back. Paralyzed, paralyzed, paralyzed. Satan lost the battle, Jesus won the fight. The enemy is conquered, victory every life. Satan has been paralyzed. He walks about as a running lion, seeking who he may devour. For since Jesus knocked his teeth out, all he can say is, me, I'm paralyzed, paralyzed, paralyzed. Take a lot of battle, yes, Jesus was the fight. The enemy is conquered, restoring every life. Satan has been paralyzed. The Bible tells us about him. Fala, a snake and a thief. It tells us he's a lion, transform into an angel of light. Paralyzed, paralyzed, paralyzed. Satan has the battle, Jesus won the fight. The enemy is conquered, restoring every life. Satan has the paralyzed. He fell for his sin from beginning. He was sent out from heaven and will be cast into the lake of fire forever and evermore. Paralyzed, paralyzed, paralyzed. Satan loves the battle, Jesus won the fight. The enemy is conquered, restoring every life. Satan has been paralyzed. Oh, paralyzed. Satan has been paralyzed. Satan has been paralyzed. Satan has been paralyzed. Satan has been paralyzed.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How did they do that? Okay, hallelujah. Lameda.
Rise up on our
feet.
We shout to the Lord, hallelujah, and praise Him for what the Lord has done.
And for what God will do to the power of the
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At that very place, you raise up your hand and say,
"Mo wa fope folorun mi to joba, mo wa fope folorun mi to joba, joba,
joba, joba, mo wa fope folorun mi to." Topic of this hour's revival. Overcoming demonic confrontation. Revelation chapter 12. That is what I'm going to read unto you. I'll read from verse 1 to 17. And I want you to be attentive to follow me so that you read together. Revelation chapter 12. Verse 1 down to 17. Now it is. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of the 12 stars. And she being with child cried traveling in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head, and he still drew the 12 parts of the sun, and he cast them into the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for when she gave birth, she bore a child. As she brought forth her child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God.
But
that she should be, she should feed out there 1,203 score days, and there was a world in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angel and prevailed not. Neither was that least found anywhere in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the old world, and was cast into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now comes salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and the love of their lives unto them. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and ye that dwell in them, O to the inhabitants of the heart and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that the earth but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the old woman, the man. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into a place where she is nourished for a time and times, and half a child from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out his mouth, water of the flood, after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the arch of the woman, and the arch opened her mouth, and followed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keeps the commandment of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Once again, overcoming demonic tower of competition. That's the topic of the message tonight. And I pray in Jesus' name you will overcome. And in the place I read unto you, what you are saying is very deeper. discussing deeper things unto all. The things that has happened in heaven and what has happened out. Confrontations and challenges of the devil over Mary, the one who said give birth to Jesus Christ, the one who gave birth to Jesus Christ. Now the revelation was given to John the
Lord
about the challenges and the threats of the devil that Jesus will not come into the world, and all his efforts, every effort he made to confront Mary, the mother of Jesus, as the devil was put to shame over your life, you shall be put to shame. I said the devil shall be put to shame over your life as well. As Jesus overcame and made as a conqueror, you shall also overcome. You will see. She is filled with a woman. Because the woman was conceived. Look at the woman like as you. Look at her conceiving as a child that has dropped in your life. Look at it as a vision that has given to you to fulfill your life. Now you have. You see a secret of power to give back to him. But there are some confrontations that when somebody gave birth to the child, they will kill you. When this woman, she gave birth to the child, but the dragon, if you check verse 4, he came to kill that child. He came to kill that child. But all his effort became futile. I pray every power of the enemies over your life also shall come to thee. Every threat of darkness over your life shall come to thee. I want you to be saying amen because of the hammer of revival. The money threat over your life shall be nullified. Baby.
Amen.
He lost. When he saw that he lost, now she waged war against the woman. He poured out water so that flood can take away the woman. But because God is superior to the devil and his demons, God shows superiority. The land opened his mouth and swallowed the water. Now the devil was put to shame. Now listen. Now the dragon was exceedingly annoyed. He went to the other children to fight them. The waging war means the waging against the people that hold the testimony of Jesus. Now what I want you to understand is this. Now we are told about a particular wall in heaven. When they discuss the kind of confrontation the devil wrought on earth, and how we encounter failure and how we keep encountering failure, and his plan should be comforting the believers that hold on to the testimony of Christ. Now they make us understand. Devil has always waged war at heaven, but he was overcame. How was he overcame? They overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb. That means the devil has done the same thing in heaven, which makes all the rest of heaven to rise against you. And he was pursued away from heaven, his traces were not found again. Every trace of darkness over your life shall vanish today. I say you will be in the vibrant chamber. Every trace of darkness in your life and your journey shall vanish today. He was sent away. The traces were not found. They sent him out. Now the secret was shown us. He was casted out and overcame by the blood of the Lamb who was killed from the onset of the world.
The blood of the Lamb who had died from the onset of the world. The blood of the Lamb used as an atonement for restoration of men. The Lamb who was killed and the cloth was used to cover Adam. That a dragon was overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That is the word of faith. Number three, do now. They love not their life, even until death. And I invest all the ever rejoice to the inhabitants of the earth. Check verse 12, look at something there, and verse 17. That is why we pick this topic of revival. Giving us the confirmation that we must be very ready to confront every demonic challenge. And we have been told the way to overcome. As Mary overcame, Jesus overcame, they overcame in heaven. He has given us the example and the kind of the thing to imitate, so overcome on that as well. Therefore I said, you shall also overcome. Every force of darkness over your life shall be destroyed. Let's take the topic of this message in 3 points. Explanation on confrontations of our on earth. I want you to be attentive because of what I'm saying will be a pressure to you. I want you to explain the kind of confrontation man has on
earth.
Everything that confronts man, I'm going to explain under this subheading. Point two. I'll talk about the examples of demonic confrontation and their works. Examples of demonic confrontation and their works. Point three. Steps of faith to overcome demonic confrontation. Steps of faith to overcome demonic confrontation. Under point one now. Explanation on the confrontation of art. You see, unbelievers, anyone that does not believe, because they cannot understand, they say the world is battery. And also a statement like that. But I want to tell you that everything that we confront on earth is under three things. Under number one, we. That is the approach of sin. Sinful approach. All the virtues that afflict men. There are some that when the sin approach and it overcame you, the result will be war. Sinful approach. When your heart is drawn to sin and you feel like going into sin, that means sin is approaching you. If you cannot overcome and that thing overcame you, now the result will be suffering. That's called suffering of sin. That's called battery. That's the most common in the world now. Of the battles afflicting men on earth, it takes about 70%, 80%, it takes about 80%, I'm talking about simple approach. He said, have you waged all against it even to the shedding of the blood? You need to wage all against sin. Sinful approach. Sinful approach. That's the number one common way that battery challenges an act. The number two way, that is the test of faith. This test of faith, the test of faith.
believers, there are difficult situations God permits to test believers. We can call it battery, but it is your circumstances. God do create a time like that. Is men so that they will be experienced, so that they will be wise, so that they will be mighty, so that they will have long lives. God will deliberately permit hard things to confront them. When God permits a difficult thing to attack a believer, is called a test of faith. It's just like 5% out of 100. Because it's not for all men.
Hallelujah.
Let me give you an example. You look at Abraham and Sarah. They had delay. It was not simple approach. It was not the percussion of simple approach. It was test of faith. It was test of faith. You look at the case of Job. It was not sin that led him there. Test of faith. Jesus our Lord, that was crucified to the tree, and the two malefactors that were there. We can say everything about you, but there is difference there. It was simple approach that overcame them, made them to the death on the cross. But it was the test of faith that brought Jesus there to overcome and to save the entire world. That was why Jesus was there. All the things I'm telling you, Jesus overcame. The number one lie Jesus
knew.
Matthew 4 from verse 1 down to 11. You'll be able to see simple approach there. And Jesus overcame. All the ways they used to approach men, they used to approach Jesus as well. And that is the superiority of Jesus to the religious leaders overcame. Also, test of faith. Jesus never denied faith. They want to make him not to become a child of God again. You are a child of God, save yourself. What's happening at them? And when they are taking him there, with suffering and flogging and everything they've done to him, he never denied his faith. Till he died and laid down his life. It was when he died that the people that killed him went to regret. I'm discussing test of faith as an example. Number three, that is the confrontation of darkness, confrontation of the devil. The people who experience this, the believers, the devil will confront them. He attacks them. Because the devil and his demons, they are like fierce dogs. They are like fierce dogs. When God wants to show the mightiness of his power, you might ask them to come and confront the man of God of the church of God, so that we unleash total destruction upon them. I'm talking about demonic confrontation. This confrontation is what I'm talking about. I deliberately make plans to tell you about the kind of problem man experiences on earth. Whatever problem, whatever difficulty, they are categorized to those three parts. And I want you to know how they all came by. Sinful approach, test of faith, and demonic confrontation. Those three ways. Now I'm talking on point two. Now I'm going to talk about an example of demonic confrontation and their works. See the devil and the demons and evil people
They are enemies of God. Enemies of the truth. You see? And there's nothing man can do to pacify with them. Because they are fighting an unconcealable fight of jealousy with men, but moreover, we have been overcome by the blood of the Lamb. I said we have been overcome by the blood of the Lamb. What have been overcome? There is a kind of faith to receive that victory. By that step of faith, I will talk on the last phase. Examples of demonic confrontation. I read the book of Revelation to you. Is it like a great sign in heaven? A woman clothed with sun. Sun symbolizes power. A moon under her feet. That is glory. And a hair on her head, a crown of two stars. Those are the spiritual gifts that are married to you. And now she conceived. She conceived traveling in batch, conceiving in batch and pinching with liver. She being in child cry. You look at that conversation. And there appeared another wonder in heaven and behold, a great red dragon. That is called dragon. That is the devil. Darkness, enemies, has seven heads, ten arms, and seven crowns upon his head, full of all subtlety, hypocrisy, wickedness, and his tails dripped up parts of the stars of heaven, and it cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered. When she gave birth, that it devoured it. I'm giving you the example. This woman had a real demonic confrontation. It was not simple approach that made dragon to confront her. And it was not test of faith. The devil confronted her because of the glory God has given to her. The devil confronted her because of a special ministry God has given to her. Now he stood before her that when she gives birth, he's going to kill that child. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. That was what the dragon saw. They had to confront the woman. He knew the child could be born. It would be a child that would rule the nations of the heart with a rod of iron. And the child was caught up unto God. And she is true. Don't let me elongate much. I told you. This is an example. Now take verse 14. Verse 15 rather. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water. When he couldn't kill the child. When he couldn't fulfill his promise again. And he poured out water. As the flood after the woman. That you might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the arch of the woman. Everything the Lord will create you up here as well. To overcome. Everything God created will help you. The arch of the woman. The arch open up his mouth. And dry off the fountain of the water. That the dragon spilled out of his mouth. Look at that confrontation. Confrontation from the devil. Confrontation from the demon. Confrontation from the enemy. But you overcame. You will also overcome. You can now sit well all over again. That very thing confronting you. I have told you already. It can be that sin approach you and then you fall into it. That makes you to have confrontation. Now, there's a solution. Repent. Repent. Turn to the Lord. Reform your ways. If it is the test of faith, you will be demanding for the help of God. If it is the morning conversation, you rise up, you have boldness with faith. They're going to confront you. To listen, the morning conversation. Well, why did you have a feeling? When God deposits a glory or vision that is special, that deals with multitudes of people to receive, that deals that is beneficial to many people, the kind of person God gives us a vision, the devil will convert him. This woman should conceive not an ordinary child. And that was why the devil confronted her that she is going to kill her child. The same thing, the walls done by the devil, the walls done by darkness to confront man, you can confront man to kill what the Lord has given to man. The vision God has implanted in man, the glory God has put into man, darkness will attack man to kill him. As the Lord lives and the soul lives, as the lost then is going to loose now again. Listen, you don't need to cry. You must understand. It was because God deposited goodness in your life, the devil threatens you. Now there is a way to overcome. You don't need to cry, you don't need to be weary. I'm making you to understand with example. This woman had confrontation because of the conceivement of the child that is not ordinary. Because of the glory she had as well. Because of the commission given him to fulfill in the world. I told you there is no one without good exploits in his life. But the people that they have a superior one that deals with being beneficial to many people, devil, the enemy of man, will come to confront them. Number one, to kill that one that's in them. If you couldn't kill that one, he attempt to kill that person himself. He stood before the woman that when the woman gets back, she is the killer. Now he spit out water that she can take away the woman. The Lord, the voice of heaven and earth. The Lord has power over everything that he creates. He made the land to assist the woman. That's what kind of problem he set up with her. The land swallowed them. I'm talking about demonic competition and their words. Darkness will confront the one that have a shining glory, the one that have a great divination. As shining as the glory, as multitudinous as the conversation, aside civil approach, aside test of faith. The people that have glory, vision, and a great exploit, the devil will confront them. It is not all women that have confrontation like Mary D. The reason why Mary had this confrontation was because of a great vision and special commission and the thing delivered unto her that she will give back to the Savior. She will give back to God in the incarnate of man. It is a very great assignment. And that was why the devil stood behind her, you will be the one to give that. But she will look at the way you will do that. Mary experienced a very terrible thing when she conceived and she had her fiancé. You look at her issue. She just told Joseph, "I don't know how pregnancy came by. Can you can you even accommodate such excuse? You cannot believe it. Don't know how conceivement came. I was conceived. While I was watching, an angel came and said, I'm going to conceive and I'm going to give birth. You know, you're going to reply and say, and she, I told you, I believe her, but this is what you're saying. This one is a blatant lie. Since God has created heaven and earth, no one that conceived without intercourse. How comes your own key? That was what happened for Joseph, that one children denounced them. They have the date of engagement and marriage and the thing happened. Now the husband says she is no more interested. Look at the embarrassment on this one in the community. Because then is even from now. A woman that was this virgin and conceived in her father's house is eternal shame. And they can take her out and stone her, she's dead. Because it is counted as evil. It is known that sin has become rampant. That was why Joseph wants to make her in the corner so that we don't kill her. I'm discussing that we understand the confrontation of the devil over Mary, and even when she gave that to Jesus, and Joseph said no problem. You know the words of people. The unbelievers, and even the half-baked believers, and even without understanding, the people one leg in and one leg out of faith. Do you know what they will be saying? Say that lady. You are the one that plead her husband for her to receive her back. You know sort of words like that. And that was why it was so. Everything that Mary was seeing about Jesus, she keeps in her mind because she had many confrontations. But she overcame. Say, I will also overcome. I will also overcome. I will overcome. Demonic confrontation in the family. No other reason why they confront you, because God wants to exalt you. God wants to use you as a light to your paternal and maternal home. And now our family darkness confronts you. And where are you coming from? So that they kill that glory, that exploit, that power, they kill it all. As we are here under this ministration, the devil has lost that you. I'm discussing the words the devil does to confront man. If he's unable to kill that glory, you attempt to kill the man. If he doesn't kill the glory, you attempt to kill the man with glory. And these are all the things that the devil did for Mary, but Mary overcame. You will also overcome. I'm 11:3. Steps of faith to overcome the money confrontation. Under point 2, I've told you. Listen to me. Check up yourself. That very thing you are confessing now. Maybe there's a problem against you now. No matter of darkness, you know what is within you. Check up your life. Is it not the percussion of simple approach? Balance your seat. Balance your seat. Push me now. Is it not the repercussion of simple approach? Is it the repercussion of simple approach? Realize yourself. Confess what you have done. Decide to renounce it. Decide to renounce the thing. Beg for forgiveness. And the Lord will save you. Open your Bible. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 2. Be sober. Now if you have transgressed,
If you are afraid to be vigilant, because the devil, your adversary, the darkness, like a lion, the rose, walking about, seeking whom you may devour. Now, verse 9, whom you should resist with steadfastness and faith. I'm talking about the book of
Hebrews,
chapter 4, verse
8.
James, chapter 4, verse 7. Therefore, submit yourself unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit yourself to God. That submission,
maybe
that may be your confronting, the thing you are passing through, problem that confronts you, maybe because of the sin that overcame you, what you are going to do to that is, you realize yourself, confess yourself, renounce that evil thing you have done, beg for forgiveness. That is called submission. Not rolling on the floor. That very thing you do that God is annoyed about, you need to confess. Renounce it. Decide not to do it again. Now reform your faith. Ask for forgiveness. You now confront that about you. You will overcome. It is a test of faith. You need to add perseverance. Just like a child that is en route to school. But in the time of graduation, if what you are experiencing is a test of faith, you will be asking for the wisdom of God. As you are put in the book of James, if any man is left for wisdom, if something is happening to you and you don't understand, you demand for God wisdom, and he will give. That means anyone walking to the test of faith, there's no one that does not understand, you should ask for God, God will give you. You have patience. Now, if it is a demonic confrontation, the steps of faith will be taken. Is what we are told in James 4 verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 9. You humble yourself to the Lord. That is when you are going to receive the devil. You check up your lives. Check up your ways. Hallelujah. Check up your life. Everything you see that is not right, and you confront the devil. How do you do that? You confront the devil with steadfastness in the word of God, to whom you should resist with steadfastness. In that everything you've had and you receive, the word of God you have had and you have received, you're going to stand there. In that you call the name of Jesus. In that you pray. In that you make use of the blood of Jesus. You've been given the sample. That problem that is confronting you, that happened to the devil like that, there's been the use of overcoming me, is what I'm telling you. The people they never stand right. You also, you stand right in faith. You must not deviate. Stand right in faith. And I'm saying it, you stand. Because when I say you rise up, I say confront you. You lie, you stand in faith. It is in faith that you call the name of Jesus. The reason why many call the name of Jesus and no good outcome, because they are deviated out of faith. You can't deviate out of faith and you call his name and there will be answer. You can't deviate out of faith and you call his blood and the blood will function. You can't deviate out of faith and then you say you deny yourself and it will roll. In faith, that is how man makes use of the name of Jesus in prayer and it becomes answered in faith.
We use the blood of Jesus for operation and it works. In faith, we fast and it is effective. Brothers and sisters, what problem confronts you? What are the experiences you're having? And before you as the ambassador of God. And before you as the ambassador of God Almighty. And before you, by the power of God's support, that you will overcome. I said you will overcome, not tomorrow. Listen to what it says.
Open your Bible
by yourself. Open by yourself. James chapter 4, verse 7. You listen to what it says, let's read it together. Therefore, submit yourself to God. So do what? Submit yourself. Resist. Whatever you have stolen, restore it. Anything you do wrong, do it. Anyone you are fighting, don't do that again. Hallelujah. It says, submit yourself to God. Wage war against the devil. Wage war against darkness. Now there's an assurance that you will flee. How to wage war against him of children? To submit yourself to God. That means you believe. You stand right in faith. You stand right in faith. You call the name of Jesus. You pray by it. You make it of the word of God. The word of faith. You use it to pray. You call the blood of Jesus to pray. We set sacrificial life which is set denial. The will flee. Darkness of paternal home will do what? Darkness of maternal home will do what? Darkness of surrounding will do what? Darkness manifesting like a man will do what? Now rise up on your feet. Rise up on your faith. Rise up on your faith. Overcoming the money conversation. And that very place you are like a
rule.
The very thing I will help you to do in the first place is to check up your life. Hope it is not simple approach that won you that makes you to the goal. Let's bow and tell the Lord. Your ways that need reformation. The Lord is what I am without complaint. Because of your word I have, I repent unto you. This is how I walk. This is how I do. These are the life I live. And I say I will no more do that. Begin to tell the Lord. Begin to tell the Lord. You that tell lies, you that tell lies. Maybe you are immoral. Confess your ways and renounce it. Just 1 to 2 minutes. Confess your way. Confess your way. And renounce it. Confess your ways to the Lord. And renounce it.
Jẹ́wọ́ fún Olúwa. Jẹ́wọ́.
Jẹ́wọ́.
Jẹ́wọ́ ọ̀nà rẹ. Jẹ́wọ́ ọ̀nà rẹ. Jẹ́wọ́ ọ̀nà rẹ. Olúwa. Àwọn nǹkan tí mò ń ṣe ni. Tí ò dára. Tí ò ní ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀
mọ́.
Olúwa fi ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ fún mi. Fi ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ ta gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ mi rẹ.
Bóyá
ò ń parọ́. Sọ fún Olúwa. Ò ń parọ́.
Bóyá
o ti ní ọ̀rẹ́ abánidẹ́sẹ̀ ọkùnrin tàbí obìnrin. O sì ti gbọ́ bí o ti gbọ́ ìdánilẹ́kọ̀ọ́. O ti gbọ́ oríṣiríṣi. Bí ọmọ Ọlọ́run ti ṣe máa ń mọ̀ sí Ọlọ́run ìgbésẹ̀ tó máa ń gbé.
Sọ́mọ
a ti fi
You've been taught, you've been shown, you've been learning.
But the Lord
say, Lord,
wipe
my sins away.
Wipe them away by your blood.
Let me obtain mercy.
In Oluwawa.
In Jesus' name.
Say, Abiyemi Dameta. Mo fun yin ni ẹjẹ Jesu. Oyin ọjọ́ ọjọ́ fún ọgbọ́n ọgbẹ́.
Fire! Fire!
bi o ya 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 gbogbo dragoni ogun ati anibo re dragoni ogun adebi ekodo
o ya ya soro gbadura bi eni ti n jare
o ya 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 gbogbo obinrin ogun gbogbo obinrin ogun dragoni ogun o ya 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 gbọ gbogbo fun yi ni ẹjẹ jesu o ya fun ọlọrun. Oh ya 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 ba fo fo ni osan. Ani o ma fun ni ede. Gbogbo dragoni ogun ajani duro. Dragoni ogun ti ede wo se ede yawo nibo. Dragoni ogun ti ba mu wo siya. Dragoni ogun ti ede wo se lele. Dragoni ogun ti pa ama wa du. Dragoni ogun ti so da ku rede. Ah, ani o ta ju afi ti ntare.
Oh, yeah, by fire! By fire! By fire!
ìṣẹ́jú méjì lókù gbogbo dragoni ogun tó dúró lójú ọ̀nà dragoni ogun àdènà mẹ́ni tí òjò náà báyọ̀ ọ̀la dragoni ogun tí náà báyọ̀ bóyá kó o ti dráàbù lọ sí òkè òkun gbogbo dragoni ogun tí èjé wọn lọ sókè òkun tí èjé wọn dráàbù out tí èjé wọn ju ìlú tí wọn bí wọn sí lọ àní òkò sókè kò gbàdúrà pé dragoni ogun tó tí èjé wọn ju ìlú tí wọn bí wọn sí lọ. Fọ́ sókè fún ìtàdúrà yẹn tí ó yẹ ẹ̀gbìná gbogbo dragoni ogun tí èdè yìí ó dìbẹ̀ lọ ẹ̀gbìná dragoni ogun tí èdè yìí ó tayọ dragoni ogun tí èdè yìí ó kúrò nínú tí ó bí sí ẹ̀gbìná. Ẹ̀gbìná yes Ẹ̀gbìná ẹ̀sùná lórúkọ Jésù Kristì. Ẹ̀gbìná ẹ̀sùná ní orúkọ Jésù. Ẹ̀gbìná ẹ̀sùná. Ẹ̀gbìná ẹ̀sùná. Fáyà! Ó yá. Nina lórí yẹn jọ́nà. Nina lórí yẹn, Máa wí yìí. Yes. Ó sì àmì tó níná.
You amen like you've never done before. Amen 11 times.
And
11 times amen. That's how you do it.
Thank you.